Hey everyone, welcome to the last episode of our mini series,
So great.
Classroom Catalyst Strategies for Empowered Teachers. And throughout the past couple episodes, we've explored what being a catalyst is. We talked about it like on our first thing. It's a spark that ignites growth and it's actionable. And it powers not only ourselves. I'm hopeful that throughout all of the episodes, you realize like you start doing something, you start implementing something, and that creates change all around you,
Yeah.
from the students in your classroom to the people that you work with and the communities that you're a part of outside of maybe your classroom, right?
100%.
And the whole like purpose is to continue on in your journey as an educator, continue on in your
Yes.
career path, and know that like we said this at the beginning, like this is not for people who want to go with the flow.
No.
This is not for people
Mm-mm.
who want to stay stagnant. This is not for people who just want to like just be mediocre. This is for people who are wishing to grow, wishing to excel, and wishing to like be better.
Yeah, for that teacher that's like, I want to show up better tomorrow than I did today.
Yeah. And we're hopeful with all of these episodes that you've been able to do that. And now you might be thinking like, man, I've been able to implement some of these things. Like these have been really transformational. I've really loved episode two. Episode five was great. It's like, what do we do now? It's like, Sarah and Hannah, you're going to be gone now. What happened now? So
Help me.
we want to go over some things that you can do as a
Mm-hmm.
classroom catalyst, four things that you can focus on right now to continue the ball rolling, because we don't want momentum to stop.
No.
We want it to continue moving forward. So let's talk through those four and then leave them with what they need, so they don't need us to be here weekly giving them all the things.
No. Okay, so the first thing that you are going to do is we want you to embody being the catalyst for change. Embrace that role of being the catalyst in your school, in your district, in your region, in your state, in your sphere of influence on Instagram or social media. Embrace that role of being outside of the norm, right? Of kind of going against maybe what the norm is in your
For sure.
school. I think about things that someone who is embodying being a catalyst in their school environment in whatever that sphere of influence is, and it's someone who's encouraging collaboration,
Oh, yeah.
who's seeking that out, someone who is like supporting their peers, getting into the chemistry teacher's classroom and saying, "Hey, can I like help you out with this lab today? What's going on?" And really fostering that environment of like, "I didn't do great today. That's okay. I'm going to grow from that." Like, it's not always going to be perfect, but having this like just encouraging mindset of like, this is just another stepping stone to get better. This is just another place where I can grow and learn. And you have the power to inspire others. You have the power to elevate others. And you are the catalyst for change that you wish to see. So if you are like, man, I just really wish I had a supportive group of teachers at your school, you're the one who's going to start that. Like, you are the person who's going to demonstrate that, like, that is possible with your enthusiasm, with your resilience, with your dedication to being the best teacher possible.
Absolutely.
And your passion for teaching, and your commitment to growth is going to motivate and influence others positively in your sphere. And that's what we want.
Absolutely. That it's you see something and you are like, all right, it's me.
Yeah.
Put me in coach.
Yeah. Put me in
Put
coach.
me in coach. All right, the next thing that you as a classroom catalyst can do to continue moving forward is committing right now deciding that you are a lifetime learner, that you are not going to give up when like rubber meets the road, it's a bad day, it's a bad year, or even you feel really confident.
Oh,
you
yeah.
feel really exceptional in what you're doing, that's when momentum stops.
Yeah.
That's when stagnation comes in, when we decide, oh, I'm good enough.
Yeah.
Or we say it's too hard to continue to move forward. So one of the things we talk about in G&G is always learning.
Oh yeah.
That's our thing. That's our main thing, that we're always learning. Like, do we make mistakes all the time?
100%.
I mean, this podcast series wasn't perfect.
No.
But we know that we got to get out there.
Yeah.
People got to listen, and we're going to continue to learn as we go. I mean, we're how many episodes have we done now for that podcast?
Oh, 160, 70.
Yeah,
at this point.
We're creeping towards 200.
Yes.
And I feel like if I listen to episode number one, Ian, it would not be great. So you do the same thing. And what I want you to remember, oh gosh, if I could get like one thing through, is a teacher is a professional. You're not just a teacher. Your identity is not a teacher. You are a professional who uses their craft to educate others.
Ooh.
You use your craft to educate others. And
yeah.
just like a pilot needs to continue training and like learning the new technology, just like a doctor needs to see what's going on in the medical world and needs to continue learning, you must do the same.
Yeah.
You must do the same. And what does that look like? That can look like doing what you're doing right now, listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? Listening to a podcast, following people on Instagram, doing some searching on your own. But I really want you to look to like, where have you had the best learning experiences in your life? I think about mine. It's like my amazing dance class with Miss Cool in high school. I think about when I was student teaching.
Yeah.
Where were those things?
Oh,
they were
yeah.
in person with an expert, with a mentor, with accountability, with somebody's going to care if you show up or not. So attend workshops. When workshops are available for you in your district, or even if it's an online thing, I just got off a webinar to learn something so minute in our, in one of the software we use for Green Growing Education. It's like, oh, cool. I learned a little bit and now I can go implement it, go talk to our other teammate, Cassidy, and make a change.
Yeah.
Could I have not done that? And like, we would have been fine. We could have just kept on going forward, but that's me leaning into the stagnation.
Yeah.
So attend conferences, get together with people. I know Hannah is such a great example of like working collaboratively with other teachers in her school, and they wouldn't just do it for school stuff. They do it outside of school and collaborate and learn and like be able to try new things and do adventure. I mean, there's so many things you can do. And if you're thinking, man, like the price and the cost and my school's not going to let me, I want you to lean into, that's who I am. So I'm going to make it work.
100%.
That is who I am. And I'm going to make it work. Whether I need to do a payment plan, whether I need to beg my school to let me go, or I need to set my sights at a conference that's, I don't know, $3,000 in the future, but hey, I can do these other ones for $200 here.
Yeah.
I can do this other one for $300 here. Like, never stop exploring ways to expand your learning. And don't just think about what your expertise is. This is a belief I had to like retrain myself. And I even think in the Green and Growing community, we talked a lot at the beginning about like, this is for ag teachers, by ag teachers, and that's the best way we can learn. And I just don't believe that anymore. I think I can learn so much from the art teacher who was the classroom right next to me. I can learn so much from the engineering teacher. I can learn and collaborate so well with the biology teacher and the earth science teacher, because we're basically teaching the same thing and we're teaching the same kids.
Oh, that makes me think. I think about the Mayo Clinic. We have it here in Rochester, Minnesota. And one of the things that makes Mayo Clinic so unique is that if someone has a illness, a disease, something like that, it is not just one sole doctor that helps them. There are multiple doctors that come in and they're willing to work together collaboratively to come up with a care plan for patients. And that's really what sets them apart from a lot of other big hospitals, is that. And you think about that in teaching, like, why are we not doing that? Why is the FIA teacher not coming into my classroom and showing me how I can get my students up and moving. Like, that is such a benefit. And if you think about you being the teacher willing to do that,
yeah,
it's incredible.
I mean, it can be so transformational. And knowing that, like, committing to lifelong learning isn't just about you. It's about the ripple effect that around you.
Yeah.
It's about you learning. And it doesn't have to be an educational conference. I know one of the most transformational things I did as a teacher was go to a training on sales skills. Like, that changed my life as a teacher, as a leader, as a communicator. And I was in a room with, there was only one other teacher in that whole room with me of 35 people. Mm-hmm. And it's something I still think about every single day, right? Yeah. So what are those other things that you can learn, you can grow, you can do that can enhance your skills as a teacher? Because as a teacher, you're not just a biology teacher. You're a salesperson. You're a marketer. You're a fundraiser. You are a conflict negotiator. You are a bookkeeper. You know, there are so many other things that you could learn and grow. And just don't pigeonhole yourself into, like, I'm a biology teacher. I must go to the science teacher thing. And that's the only place I can learn. Expand your horizons, because that's where you can really, like, change your thinking and really change your mind.
Yeah. So great. All right. Tip number three, when you are heading down that road of being a catalyst in your teaching community, is to stay connected. Stay connected with the people who you've identified in your community are helping you grow. You've identified they are people that are stretching you. Mm-hmm. You've identified that these are people that, hey, when I eat lunch with them, I get new ideas. When I, like, stop by their classroom at the end of the day, we're, like, problem solving how to support Bobby in class, or we are problem solving how to make this, like, station setup that I had work better the next time. That is key, is staying connected. And let me tell you something. Staying connected takes work. Staying connected is something that you need to be intentional about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
And you can't wait for the other person to, the other people in that community or the people that you identify, like, I want to be around these people. I want to surround myself with those people. You can't wait for them, mm-hmm. because they might be waiting for you on the other end, and y'all might be waiting a long time. Okay. I think about back some years, I was on Instagram and I was like, wow, this Instagram account has some great stuff. It's so cool. I am bringing new things into my classroom. My students are liking it. They're engaged. And I found myself going to this person's Instagram account, and spoiler alert, it was Sarah's. I didn't stop there. Like, I didn't just be like, oh, I'm going to follow this person and I'm just going to consume their content. I got in the DMs and was like, hey, what you're doing is cool. Hey, I use this in my classroom. Hey, do you think you want to, like, work together and do something? And literally has led to this point where we're in the same room together, friends, work together, all of that. The reason I tell you that is because it was intentional on my part to reach out to Sarah. It was intentional mm-hmm. that I realized that there should be more in that relationship than just a connection on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I knew that connecting with Sarah, I had no idea where it was going to take me, but I knew that it was going to help me grow. And I knew that that's really what I wanted in my teaching career. And so being connected and being intentional and putting in the work to connect with people is incredibly important in being a catalyst. And on the opposite side of that, on the other side of that, it's reflecting on those connections, reflecting on your teaching practices, reflecting on your experiences, actively seeking feedback, because that's the only way that we can learn and grow. It literally connects back to the learning loop, which I did an episode on for this series. And when we learn something, we need to be able to apply it, right? And then part of that is we get feedback, whether we like it or not. Students might plummet on a test or something, or maybe they like literally tell you that was the worst thing ever, or this was the greatest day ever in your class. I'm so happy you're my teacher. All of that is feedback. Feedback does nothing if you don't reflect on it and then enter back into that learning loop. Mm-hmm. If you don't reflect and go, that was great. Okay. What made it great? Mm-hmm. That was terrible. What made it terrible? What went sideways? Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that relationship with the chemistry teacher down the hallway. Why? What is she providing me? What am I helping her out with? Is this like a mutual relationship? So staying connected with those people and then reflecting on what are those areas that I can grow? What are the areas that I'm doing well in, and how am I going to enter into this learning loop again? How am I going to continue to grow and refine my skills and think of every interaction, everything that I do is an opportunity to learn and grow and refine the skills that I have.
Wow. Yeah. It's so powerful when you decide to use its data to inform how you show up the next day.
Yeah.
And like leveraging that data to know what to do.
Yeah.
And even the data of your relationships, like you say, like what is the actual input?
Yeah.
What am I getting out of it? Why does it make it so awesome? And mm-hmm. like just knowing, like as a catalyst, you got to initiate. You gotta be the person who's gonna move forward and do the thing.
Yeah.
You can't just wait.
No.
No waiting.
No.
No waiting.
Take action.
Take action. So our number four, before we get to one last wrap it up thing for you guys for this mini podcast series, is to collaborate and share ideas. I said it on one of the other podcasts that there's probably something in your brain that you do daily that you think is boring, it's obvious, and it's so easy that if you just shared it with somebody, it would change their lives.
Ooh, yeah.
It would change their lives. It's sitting in your brain. You think it's so lame and it could change the lives of somebody else. So I want you to think about collaborating. We already talked about it outside your discipline.
Yeah.
How can you collaborate inside your discipline and outside your discipline and be the leader to step into this? Because nobody's going to give you like, hey, we need this person. And like, we need energy. We need ideas. We need to collaborate. We need it. No, I highly doubt. I mean, in our two decades of education, probably not going to happen. Like, unless it's like, oh, we need a new department chair, apply, you know, like that kind of stuff. But like, this is where you be a disruptor. And that's something we've talked about on other episodes. And a disruptor is someone who changes what is happening, and they literally take what's happening and disrupts it.
Mm-hmm.
It changes. It's like an earthquake. Like life is going on status quo, and an earthquake literally stops. Everyone stops everything. Mm-hmm. And like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. What do we need to do now? You can be a disruptor to the culture around you. But I want to remind you that it doesn't have to be where your four walls of your school are like
no.
is. It Mm-mm. Could be the other biology teacher at the other middle school in your school. It could be the other music teacher in a county over. It could be literally anyone. And like Hannah and I said, we didn't meet each other in person until almost a year of like talking, I think mm-hmm. online, probably close to a year or even more. And then it just snowballed from there. But we were able to collaborate. I started a conference. She was able to come to the conference. She was able to speak at the conference. We were able to share ideas, talk. And then eventually that led to us working together. But that wouldn't have happened without us collaborating mm-hmm. and sharing our thoughts. I mean, I know there's things that Hannah did in her classroom that I implemented in my classroom that changed it like immediately. Mm-hmm. And I was able to like move forward faster because she decided to share and do that. And just know that, you know, if you're not in a safe, respectful place in your career right now, to keep your eyes open and to feel okay to leave if you need to, because you're replaceable.
Oh yeah.
We both learned that a lot.
Yeah.
That we're replaceable. I mean, I started a whole program, super successful, national awarded. They still going on without me 3 years later.
Yeah.
They're still chugging along. Mm-hmm. They're fine. Their kids are fine. And I would have stayed, but we had to move, you know, family things. But like, if your livelihood, if your mental health, if that is not working out, one, you need to keep your eyes open to find a new safe place where you can do your best work. And two is, where else can I collaborate and share ideas?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in person. It doesn't have to be with, you know, your county or your region or even your state. There are other ways for you to collaborate. I mean, think about the technology world we live in.
Yeah.
There are opportunities for you to do that. And if you put all these four things together, you will be that classroom catalyst that next year, 6 months down the road, 90 days from now, people are going to be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Wow. All of these things are changing. Like, where did this come from? And you just sit back and you're like,
it was me.
Who moved in?
Who moved in? Who's that new person?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this all wraps up to something so important that has been on our minds for a really long time.
It has.
I know Hannah's group from her school talked about how they were kind of jealous about G&G.
Yeah, like you have this green and growing community. It almost felt like they were like, what is this like magical thing that you're part of? Like everybody's sharing resources. They're supportive of you. Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And why don't we have this for science teachers? Why don't we have this for math teachers? Why don't we have this for engineering teachers?
Yeah.
They're still jealous, right?
They are. As they should be.
As they should be. We've created something pretty special.
And they're welcome to be a classroom catalyst and do that on their own. But if they're not feeling that, we've made a big change.
We have. Yes, we sure have.
Yeah. So we, after all this talk from not just Hannah's friends, but a lot of educators who follow us, a lot of educators that we've been in trainings with, have been like, man, I wish I could have this. Well, we said, let's open the doors.
We said, okay.
Let's open the doors. Let's bring everyone together and let's provide a virtual conference that fits the Germinate mold, but allow any educator from any discipline to come and get out of it what they need, what they want in January of 2024. So we want to invite you, if you haven't heard about it, it's called Germinate Empowered. Yes. It is January 12th and 13th in 2024. Registration is open right now. Registration is open. And we are so excited for all the people who've already signed up. And if you are like on the fence, my encouragement to you is like, what's the worst thing that could happen that you go to this conference? What's the worst thing? It's like, oh, you go and it just didn't work for you. Like that could happen. But what's the best thing that could happen from showing up to a conference where you're able to collaborate and share ideas, where you're able to lean into others and lead and be a catalyst and be in conversations and get connections and be able to take things into your classroom that can change the next day you're in the classroom?
100%.
And you're able to really like run with it. Is it worth it to take the chance and hope for the best? Because we have, 3,500 teachers who've been through Germinate conferences who have results like that.
Yeah.
Who have wins like that and continually come back again and again and again because they know that their time and their money is worth it because it's helped them change as a teacher. And I know that you've probably already changed and taken things from this Classroom Catalyst mini series, and we want you to take the next step. And the next step is joining us at Germinate Empowered. And let's get connected. We can't wait to meet you. We can't wait to learn from you. And maybe you'll be the speaker at the next Germinate Empowered.
We can't wait. We are going to put the link for Germinate Empowered in the show notes so that you can get signed up right away. And what we would love for you to do is to share that with other teachers in your community that you've identified you want to be around, that are growth-minded, that are sharing and having conversations and collaborating with you. We want you to share Germinate Empowered with them so that they can grow and they can be a catalyst with you. And we are just excited to to open the floodgates, to bring everyone in, and to be able to share the Germinate community with all of those that have really wanted it.
Yeah. So we'll see you in just a few weeks at Germinate Empowered. Thanks for being part of the mini series.
We can't wait.
See ya.